And we're back, as I like to say, and we are...
We did actually pause for about 20 minutes just then. Ethan had some lunch. What did you have for lunch, Ethan?
Something good. I don't even remember what it was, but it was very good. All right.
See, you don't think about food.
I don't. So we're going into week 5, we're in the scene selection.
Second session.
So for those of you who are new, we're just going to quickly explain what we're doing, because I know it's possible...
Oh, because you're saying if somebody from the second session is just joining the podcast now.
Correct.
Well, that would be foolish. Go back and listen to weeks 1 through 4, because we had a lot to say.
Right, they're gold. Now, in case you don't want to do
gold,
that...
Jerry.
Let me explain what we do here, briefly.
What is your job? I've often wondered.
What we're doing is we're going to the scene selection menu. We're going to hit week 5, and then we're going to record a commentary on week 5, and then
by the time you listen to this, we have already recorded said commentary.
We will, at that point...
have I thrown you off?
I'm confused now what I was talking about. We're going to take...
Rewind.
We're gonna take that commentary, and we're going to break it up week 5, week 6, week 7, week 8. So each week, there'll be a different commentary on our podcast page, and we're always going to start right here in the scene selection page, and then tell you when to hit play so that you can be watching at the same time that we're watching,
right.
So that you can sync up with our commentary.
Right, and either just pause the DVD when it gets to the end of the week, and usually we ramble on for a few extra seconds, and then you just press play again when you go to the next week, or you, as Ethan said, you just go back to the scene selection and just click on whatever week. In this case, once again, we're at week 5.
And we're about to hit play now.
Now.
All right, so week 5.
And here it is. Coca-Cola 8.
There has never been a more catchy tune in the history of Camperma in New
Certainly
England.
It's tough to think of one.
Well, you know a tune is catchy when your 2-year-old comes home from summer.
Is that true?
Yeah, Dean came home from the summer singing Coca-Bimo 8.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very impressive. Yom Foam.
Yom Foam. We'll talk about that a little more when we get to it, but it's triumphant return and big props. Mad props, as it were, to Lior Kimmel for,
Josh, you're so contemporary in your language. I don't think I can connect to
you. I'm contemporary in 1995, I think. We won't forget.
And the obligatory car driving in.
But, Danny Gettleman who filmed this guy got some nice kids waving us on the way to camp, which I liked, so we used to roll that. Some good stuff. There were a few nice shots of kids waiting who don't actually go to camp. That I'm like, I'd like to get that shot. It was like a sibling or a friend or something, or, you know. So this is one of the shorter weeks actually in terms of footage on the video yearbook, as I recall, because you know we had an intercession, and those are pickles, by the way.
Mm.
Or they're pickling. Maybe it's not pickle. Maybe it's some other vegetable, but they were pickling in that big jar. And there's a Timbrel.
So this is both intercession and actual second session.
That's right. I think I mixed it up. I had to decide, like, how did I want to start the week, and I thought, let's just start with the beginning of second session. But what footage I had from intercession I thought was good also got, like this, for instance, I'm fairly sure was an intercession program.
Right.
And so I sort of threw it in the mix here. I figured, you know, people would be, I figured full summer kids would be watching the whole thing.
Probably so. A lot of dancing.
There's always a lot of dancing. I can't have a lot of dancing on the video because it's very, you know, again, it's energetic. You know, there's not a lot of footage on the video of sitting around.
That's true. So if you're the kind of camper who sits around all day, you're not going to make the video.
No. Or maybe you'll make it in like a crowd.
Except for these campers who are sitting around.
You'll make it in like a crowd scene. You know?
That's right.
Or one of those like Rod Hayom pans.
Now, is it just me or is Jason the most featured Roche Da?
Yeah, Jason's on the video a lot. I mean, his show off the moose thing got a whole segment. Those of you who have been watching in the beginning know that early in the video, his show off the moose thing got a whole segment. So that's...
So here's Yom Foam.
Oh, yeah. So happy. So happy.
Yom Foam, of course, retired in the summer of 2002.
Yeah.
In a post-September 11th, some new rules in the fire department. And for some reason, we were able to...
Let's not discuss it. Let's just let's just be happy
that it happened.
That it happened, and we really want to do it again next summer. We're really hoping we're gonna. It's not gonna be just a one time deal.
It certainly was
the running into the foam sequence. So real quick edit right there. I don't know if any of you caught that, but I actually there's a quick cut right on one of those pans. Worked pretty well. we had a, you know, needless to say, we shot a lot of footage of this. It's just great to see and great to have back at camp, and the kids love it. And sorry, all you sod betters.
And first session kids.
Yeah.
That'll show you.
That'll show you. Come full summer next time. That's sort of mean. I don't really like that thought. But come full summer.
So the question is there anybody, I guess there are some campers, like Nivonian campers this year.
Who never did it?
Would have had Yom Foam. No, most of the campers have never
done it. Well, all the JCs, like, when I got up in the Harar and sort of started to introduce Yom Foam is what happened, because of course we kept it a big secret. Right. We really didn't want people to know.
We actually managed
it.
To actually keep
I
it a
think
secret.
So. Yeah. Not so many people really knew that it was going to happen. And, you know, I started to, you know, I had a little intro sort of building up to the announcement. And the JCs, and really all the counselors who had done it as kids, immediately sort of perked up and got very, very excited. And when we sort of announced Yom Foam, all the staff goes crazy, and a lot of the Tzadok kids are like,
What's going on? Because it's been so many years.
Right.
There's no tradition of it at all.
I mean, a lot of them knew of it, or they'd seen it on the video, or they...
And as promised, that was a very
short
week of footage. So if you paid only for week five for the commentary,
you
pretty much lost out.
Who pays for the commentary?
I don't know. If you'd like to pay for the commentary, go ahead and send us an email. And
I guess everyone, you know, people pay for their internet service.
Right, we'd be happy to
get it without the internet service.
All right, so we'll see you on the flip side.
See you on the flip side.
Week six coming up.
Bye.